The Incredibles is one of the best movies of the year. As the story begins, Mr. Incredible, Craig T. Nelson, is the superhero's superhero. As voiced by Nelson, Mr. Incredible is very confident, on the verge of being self-important. He uses his super strength and powers for good. He marries Super Elastigirl, Holly Hunter. However, Mr. Incredible soon falls victim like his fellow supers to the serious situation of our complex society. The people they save are suing them. Instead of enjoying enough insurance, which would have been a different movie, they suffered. And the supers assume their special identities in a secret government relocation program. They also promise never to use their powers again, even for good. We catch up 15 years later with Mr. Incredible, now just Bob Parr, insurance claim adjuster. He is suffering. His wife Helen, the former Elastigirl, is busy getting settled in their new home with their kids, Violet, Sarah Vowell, Dash, Spencer Fox, and little Jack. Jack, Violet and Dash have superpowers. Later, there is a difficult battle between Bob's family and the enemy. What also distinguishes The Incredibles along with a story about recovering greatness is that it is about family. In a very touching scene when Mr. Incredible is about to do battle with a seemingly much stronger and invincible Omnidroid, he admits to Helen, "I'm not strong enough. Having superpowers is great. Having the love of family is truly powerful."